Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Growing up, my parents always gave me the option every time it was my birthday. You can either have, like, we can give you a present or you can host a party. It's like...
Oh, right. You couldn't have both.
I'm like, Mum, okay. Loophole in the system. If I host a party, I'll probably get lots of presents
people
from other
people. People will bring you presents. Yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah.
Well played. Well, I reckon we're conditioned on this at a very early age because, let's be honest, when I was growing up, probably the same for you, when you would go to school as a kid, kindergarten, the early years of our primary school, if someone in your class had a birthday, everyone would be able to share the celebrations.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
It was quite often cupcakes brought in for people to share. Which now when you look back on it, it puts a lot of pressure on your parents.
Absolutely.
You know what
it
I mean?
Does.
How dirty would you be as a mum or dad and your kid comes home and goes, oh, Timmy brought in cupcakes today. Yeah. Oh, great. So now for your birthday, I got to make cupcakes.
Exactly right.
Is this what you're telling me?
It becomes a one-upping sort of system. I imagine it's a nightmare for teachers as well to try and, you know, organise the whole thing as well. But
as, look, when I did teach, there were a few occasions where kids brought in cupcakes and immediately you're like, all right, put your hand up if you've got allergies. Who's got what? You know what I mean? I'll get the EpiPen ready to go.
It definitely wasn't like that when I was growing up in the school system in the early 1990s. There was none of that whatsoever. Kids just bought whatever to school. Like now it seems like, I think it all started with people banning peanut butter sandwiches. I think that was a thing because of nut allergies and stuff. I just imagine when that started to happen, there'd be a kid behind the science block, you know, doing some on the black market selling some peanut butter sandwiches.
What do you want, crunchy or smooth? I got both.
Yeah.
What's your poison?
Well, it looks like it could soon get like that when it comes to having birthday cake at school because a lot of New South Wales schools they're being party poopers, we'll call them that, basically trying to slowly outlaw the birthday cake at school and cupcakes and things like that.
Well, I mean, going through, you know, what the things we just talked about, it's probably for the best. You know, the kids are still going to get cake. They'll get the cake at home and if they host a birthday party, you know, cake there. They don't really need classroom cake. I know. It's weird hearing me say no to cake, but I'm saying in this instance, you know, it puts pressure on the parents, you're dealing with allergies, and then those kids that can't eat the cake, they feel left out. You don't want to exclude kids, you know, you want everyone to get involved.
Most of the reasons around the stuff you've just outlined there, but some of the other reasons is around they're trying to promote, like, nutritional value in food and healthy eating.
True.
Like, when I was at school, you'd go to, like, all right, go to the canteen, and there'd be a Coke vending machine there.
Really?
Yep.
Oh my God.
At high school, there was a Coke vending machine. And I always used to try and like, scan the machine. I heard like a theory about gluing 2 5-cent pieces together so it was as thick as a $2 coin.
Free Cokes.
Yeah, never worked, but used to try
that. What kind of principal made a deal to have a Coke vending machine on the premises?
A darn good one.
And you're just like, you know, getting involved in the cola wars by doing that. Next thing, you know, Pepsi's knocking on the door like, we can install... Yeah. Pepsi bubblers in the school. Just say the word, we will hook it up.
Yeah. But there are quite a few strong reports in certain primary schools have basically begin to outlaw the birthday cake and the celebrations. Like a school called Greta Primary School in the Hunter Valley told parents basically to order a bucket of healthy ice blocks for the students.
Okay.
Because of the high sugar content. So basically sugar-free Zupa Dupas is what the kids were enjoying.
Yep.
Wallandilly Anglican College has banned edible birthday celebrations altogether because of healthy eating concerns. So, but because let's be honest, like most weeks, you got that many kids in your class. There's what, 30 kids in a class. Someone's going to be having a birthday.
Yeah.
Like every couple of days. Like here at our office here at Power FM, it seems like our boardroom, which is supposed to be the place for all the big decisions, has just become a party room.
Cake room.
Yeah, we could hire it out for party celebrations. So it looks like things are changing, I guess, when
what
it comes to
this. Carrot cake, though. That's got carrots in it. Carrots are healthy, aren't they? Yeah, doesn't that get a pass?
I hope you see in the dark as well. So obviously allergy risks, whole bunch of stuffs, and also the danger of knives near children as well.
Yeah, I suppose.
That's one as well. But, you know, but it was okay to use those horrible silver scissors growing up at school.
Yeah,
those ones
true,
that almost put in the disability pension when I was like 5 years of age as well. But just imagine all this, though. You know, the kids get home, the parents go, oh, how was your day at school? It's like, oh, detention again. Like, what are you talking about? Well, you go, explain it to your parents. Well, birthday without, you know, no sugar, no cake, no singing, no dancing. What would you call it then?
That's a COVID birthday, what it sounds.
2021 birthday.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy. Weekdays from 6.
Hey, boys, how are we?
We're very well, thank you. What did you think of round one?
Yeah, look, I think it was good to have footy back. A few disappointments. You know, the Titans are one, brought up big in the off-season with the players they've got, but they just didn't seem to hit their straps, which is disappointing. A few other sides there that didn't quite adapt to the rules like others. The Dragons, a disallowed try, which probably cost them the game in the end because they lost their mojo towards the end. Yeah, it was disappointing.
Are Are you a fan of that new system? I don't really like it because they're very quick to award a try. Fans get excited, then all of a sudden it gets taken away.
Get their hopes up.
I hate it. We were all brought up that you're never going to change your referee's mind. And once that try is blown, that's a try. So, yeah, we teach kids, you never argue with the referee. He's never going to change his mind. Well, hey, guys, he's out.
Round two of the NRL starts tonight, though, with the Eels, who managed to get up against the Broncos last week. Yeah. How are they going to go against the Storm tonight?
Yeah, look, I'm going to go to the Storm. You couldn't fault them. You know, everyone used to say they can't win without Cooper Kupp. They can't win without Billy Slater. Well, they've proven that wrong. Now they can't win without Cameron Smith. I'll be like, well, I'm going to prove you wrong. Everyone knows their role, and you can see that quite clearly. I can't fault Melbourne, and I dare say they're going to be thereabouts for the rest of the year.
All right, what about the Warriors versus the Knights tomorrow night?
Well, the Warriors really shocked me on the weekend. I knew they'd go well, but I'm going to go to the Knights. Just think they're going to have a little bit of wood on them, but it's going to be a tight game.
And tomorrow night's Queensland Derby is our jackpot game, the Gold Coast Titans against the Brisbane Broncos.
I'm very impressed with the way Brisbane started. They've hit rock bottom. They've got a lot of injuries there. Titans, on the other hand, well, I think they've been reading their own press. I know Justin Holbrook personally, and I know what he'd be like this week. He'd be telling the lads, come on, we've got to really walk the walk now. So I'll go with the Titans this week.
And what will the final score look like, Mick?
What do I usually go, 24-12?
That's right.
I've got to get one, surely. The same structure, I've got to get one.
And the first game on Saturday, the Master versus the Apprentice. Ivan Cleary up against his former deputy, Trent Barrett, for the Bulldogs. Who's going to win that one?
I'll go with Penrith.
Also playing on Saturday night, Manly's taking on the Rabbitohs.
Yeah, go the Rabbits. South have got a good spine there. So I think they'll be too strong.
And the final game on Saturday, last week the Dragons were like Dr. Jekyll and Hyde because they played two separate halves of football, but they're playing against the Cowboys. Can the Dragons win this one?
Well, whatever Anthony Griffin said to the Dragons at halftime, he wants to say to them about 10 minutes before they run on. They were lucky they were only 14 points behind at halftime. Hmm. And that gives them a bit of a sense to get back into it. It's a tough trip to go up to North Queensland, but North Queensland weren't much chop either. Yeah. They've got a lot to prove. It hurts me to say, but my heart says the Dragons, my head says the Cowboys.
Dagger.
I know. Dagger, I'll just pull that dagger out of my heart. Away we go. I'm ready.
First of the Sunday games is the Tigers versus the Roosters.
I'll take the Roosters.
Yeah, and for me, I reckon this one's the game of the round. Sunday afternoon, we've got the Sharks taking on the Raiders. I reckon this one could be pretty close.
Raiders are a lot like Melbourne. I love the way the Raiders are going, and I think the Raiders are too strong for them.
Well, that's it for the NRL round two. But locally in footy, how are the Maroo Sharks looking for 2021? I know they hosted the West Belconnen Warriors on the weekend. Are things looking pretty good at the club?
Yeah, things looking pretty good there. We've actually got a Memorial Aquaman Shield on next weekend, the 27th, on the Saturday.
Ah, just after you unveiled the statues together at last.
Next Saturday, so it's going to be a huge day of rugby league there and a very emotional day for all of our family.
Yeah.
We're really looking forward to it.
Sounds like a great day out, mate. Well, thanks for joining us this week for your tips, Mick.
No worries, guys. Thank you, and we'll talk soon.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
A little bit exhausted this morning. It was an emotional roller coaster yesterday, all involving the cat, Finnegan.
They do that, don't they, animals?
Ugh, pets. Why do they try and, like, worm their way into your life? I mean, this, like, Finnegan, I'll preface it by saying I kind of have a love-hate relationship with this cat.
Okay.
He is kind of like the poster child of why people don't like cats. You know what I mean? He's not. We've had cats in the past, but he is quite unfriendly. At times, he can be a word which I can't really say on radio, but it starts with B and ends in arsted. And so... I'm not really that close with Finnegan, but yesterday I got home and I noticed he wasn't around and I said to my wife, where's the cat? She's like, oh, I dropped him off at the vet. I'm like, oh, what's going on? She goes, he's got back dandruff.
Trust your cat.
I should laugh.
Back dandruff.
Yeah. I'm like, what? Because he's got really dark, thick fur. And you know, you also notice it a little bit when he wears a black t-shirt, but he's... He's got back dandruff. I didn't even know cats could do that. And I'm like, well, what do we do? Do we buy some, like, head and shoulders for cats?
Special shampoo for him?
Is there something we can get from the vet? And she's like, no, the vet's going to check it out because usually dandruff is a symptom of a greater issue. Oh, and that's when things got a little serious. Okay. I was kind of like, oh. And then she got the call back from the vet later on. They said his white cell count was high, which usually is an indication that maybe there could be cancer involved. Next thing you know, I'm getting upset.
Yeah.
I'm like, why am I getting upset about this cat?
It's like I love to hate you, cat.
Oh, it's like he the only thing he loves in our house is food.
Oh, of course. He's Garfield.
You know what I mean? Yeah. If you feed Finnegan, you've got to make sure you have a shower afterwards to get the smell of cat food off you, because otherwise you might wake up in the middle of the night and he's trying to eat your hands. You know what I mean?
He's like, sitting by the side of your bed staring at you.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I'm like, I always say, like, he will eat us if we die in this house happens. And no one's here to get to our bodies before he does. So anyway, they started doing another test. They did blood tests and that. And it turns out it was a bad tooth.
A bad tooth does that.
So that was a relief. Yeah, apparently because his body was trying to fight the infection from the bad tooth.
Okay.
And that's why he had the extra white cells. So, and then it turned out he also had, like, other teeth, because we didn't get him as a kitten. Mm. He had other teeth that were missing. So he's had a whole bunch of teeth removed.
So he's got a whole backstory you don't even know about.
Yeah. He's got all sorts of dental problems. I'm like, what are we supposed to do? Train him how to brush and floss?
Yeah, make sure before he goes to bed.
Yeah.
His little pajamas.
He doesn't even come over when we call his name. How are we going to, train him to practice good dental hygiene? But apparently you've got to put him on a special food. He's basically going to, this is the thing, I'm like, okay.
Bankrupt you now.
So he's lost so many teeth now, he's going to need dentures down the track, and we're literally feeding him cat soup for dinner. Like, he's turned into an old man cat. We'll just put a little blanket around him, he can watch Millionaire Hot Seat while he sips on his soup.
Yeah, a couple of years, give him a little walking frame when he goes up to his kitty litter. Some steps the thing.
We'll make sure it's friendly for him on his wheelchair, but I don't know. The problem was, I was like, you know, I was a little stressed about it, and then, you know, it was kind of good news, and then we got the bill for it. I'm like, oh, what? All this because of back dandruff? And then I was like, geez, I hope you held onto one of those teeth, because I'm going to put it under his cat bed, and hopefully the Tooth Fairy visits with some cash to help pay for this bill.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.